Station.
Welcome in. How about 2 days in a row here in St. Joe? 96.5 The Fan, bringing you Chiefs training camp coverage live here for the next 2.5 hours. Mac Morey with you, JT Noah back in the studio, live until 11:30, where we will hand it off to Josh Vernier for the Royals pregame show. Royals get going at 12:30 today. Third game of a three-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays, where JT yesterday couldn't quite get the job done. Jonathan India gets a stinger in the elbow, but as you said right before we went on the air, he is back in the lineup today, so that's something that's at least encouraging. I think you mentioned it as well, like maybe, hey, the on-field production hasn't been what we had wanted and hoped out of the leadoff hitter in India, but his heart, his passion for this team and wanting to win has been evident the whole season, and you can at least appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, and it's one thing when you get hit in the head and you go out and you come back in the next day. That's one thing. But getting hit on the hand and the way they sounded like it was swelling, they went to get x-rays and he's coming back. Yeah, he's DHing, but to even just swing a bat with the hand after getting hit, I mean, props to him. Like we've said, the beyond the field production batting-wise hasn't been there, but you can show it shows that he loves playing baseball and he has heart for the Kansas City Royals. But also, one thing, Mac, isn't it crazy you go, okay, hey, we lost a game. That's okay. We got Lugo on the mound right now for the rubber match.
Yeah.
So it's
yes.
like, okay, how do you feel going into a rubber matchup when you have Seth Lugo on the mound?
And that's been the Royals' advantage this whole season. They've been able to capitalize on it more as of late as far as their arms are concerned. They're going to have the upper hand a lot of the time, and today may be that case again, facing one of the best teams in baseball, maybe the best team in baseball right now, the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals hovering around 500, trying to take that series. And really, I mean, these next few series alone for the Royals are just, you're going to have to win. Like, I think Dusty said it the other day, 6 out of 9. Bob said it the other day on Fesco and Dusty, which you can listen to live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. He said 7 out of 9. I mean, there's pressure on this team, but this July has been really good, and now they're headed into August, and maybe they can carry on that heat into this new month. Speaking of heat, there ain't a lot of it here in St. Joe right now, JT. I could put on a long-sleeve shirt right now and be completely fine. It is gorgeous. The breeze here is beautiful. Sun kind of lightly out, but not really. Kind of cloud coverage. Not as many people as there were yesterday, but that is a high bar. Yesterday was absolutely packed, and today is too. I mean, the stands, there's barely an empty seat, but I mean, it was standing room only yesterday. A lot of red, a lot of gold here, starting to get those grills fired up behind me. I'm sure a lot of burgers and dogs. Dusty got the number yesterday, over 500 hot dogs, around 250 burgers.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, they were still cooking at 500. He's like, man, we'll see when I stop, but he was still going. And it wasn't even noon yet. So
you're saying it's the fake fall right now outside? The fake fall is already showing up in August.
Exactly. No, it's yes, exactly, JT. This is the fake out. It's like, oh, dude, sweet, we made it through summer. No way. And it's like, ha, 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 August just started, dude. Get ready. This is like the hottest month of the year sometimes in Kansas. I know it too well. This is my birthday month, August 25th.
Hey, you better watch it. You're in Missouri right now. You better watch.
Yeah. You're right. My fault. Yes, over here in St. Joe at Missouri Western, as the Chiefs get kind of started here for practice. Defense right now in the left in their white jerseys, and the offense in the red. Carson Steele nearest in front of me with a couple other guys. Looks like Jalen Royals next to him stretching, and Mahomes and the quarterbacks just kind of talking amongst each other. A couple of throws here and there back and forth to the trainers, but not really going yet. Travis Kelce with a helmet on over next to, I believe that's Gardner Minshew and Oladokun, the two of the backup quarterbacks right now. So things just kind of starting to get going, maybe a little bit shorter of a practice today. We are expecting Chamari Connor in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by Jay Binkley, the Binkster, the Chiefs lover, beer lover, and boob lover, will be joining us from 10:30 to 11 or so. So we will be joined by Jay Binkley as well. But we've got a lot going on today. Please be a part of the show. 913-586-7965. Would love for you all to be a part of the show today. Fantasy football questions, we'll talk about that later on here in the 9 o'clock hour. Would love to just talk about some of the sleepers I have early on. Again, Fantasy Football Sundays, we're back, baby. Next Sunday, we are back. August 10th, August 17th, August 24th will be our preseason shows as far as just like, hey, getting you ready for draft strategies, what to do, what not to do, kind of where to go. So we'll have some questions here today and kind of talk about what path to take. You know, how many running backs in the first round? Are there a sleeper? And please, bring any question, whether it's dynasty, redraft, PPR, two quarterbacks. I don't really care. I'll be answering all those questions as we get fantasy football heated up, because it is that time, baby. I mean, I'm watching guys in pads right now stretch and get ready to go. We are at that time, and this is when the Chiefs really make their bread. This is really where they really make their money, JT. Next, I mean, we are literally less than a week away now. I mean, 5 days away from the first preseason game, which, by the way, the only place to hear Chiefs versus Cardinals on Friday is 96.5 The Fan. So make sure you turn into that. Or, yeah, I believe it's Friday. Maybe Saturday. You can double check.
Saturday.
It's Saturday.
It
Thank
is
you,
Saturday.
JT.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Going on a date night.
Saturday night, right?
Saturday night and
yes.
Date night with the fiancé. Yeah, not great, but it's okay. Hey, listen. It's the weekend before she starts her brand new job in the school district. So I said we'll go out, and then I realized, like, I thought it was a Friday night game. It's a Saturday
night.
And now I'm like, yeah, that's just lovely.
Hey, it's preseason game one.
Yeah,
you'll
right.
Be fine.
It's not preseason game three where you're thinking you're going to see a little bit more of the starters in three, but that's okay.
Yeah, we know Andy Reid will tell us in a couple of days that they'll be out for the whole first half, the whole first quarter, and we'll see them. The starters on both offense and defense for a drive each before they go down.
Especially after last year with Hollywood going down, I think he's going to be even extra cautious, even though I know he likes
100%.
To get them. He likes to get them going in the preseason. He just wants to make sure he has his guys ready for week one.
Exactly. So again, you know, maybe in the car on the way to the date, the only place to hear that game, JT, as you know, right where you're on right now, 96.5 The Fan, you're home for the Kansas City Chiefs, so maybe that Saturday you can convince her just to turn it on. Maybe if the restaurant's quiet, you'll turn the app on or whatever. But either way, no, that'll be fun. I'm glad that you're doing that with her. That is more important than anything else, honestly. So that's great. But you mentioned a Hollywood Brown man. Is he out here practicing? I'm looking for him right now. Don't see him. But that is kind of a topic right now. How hurt is he? This team needs Hollywood Brown. They need all their weapons, especially with the Rashee Rice suspension. He is their number one weapon. And when you say number one weapon, it's like, it's such a vague term, right? What does that mean? Okay, well, he gets a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, all those things, right? But the catches, I believe, specifically for the Kansas City Chiefs and Rashee Rice is what's so important, because Travis Kelce isn't the catch machine, or at least shouldn't be this season, as he has been in the past. So the guy who's really going to eat up targets and eat up catches this year will be number four, but more than likely for the first 4 weeks, that won't be the case. So Hollywood Brown's going to be a guy who's going to have to open it up for Xavier Worthy and open it up for Noah Gray and Travis Kelce and even those that running back core that we'll talk about as well, and even Juju Smith-Schuster, as I see him next to Nico Remigio warming up next to all the running backs and wide receivers here. I do not see, as I'm trying to get around this sign, Jalen Royals. Nope, don't see Hollywood Brown in that lineup right now. So maybe out today, don't want to, you know, report that definitively, but amongst the wide receivers and running backs, he is not in a helmet and not lined up with them. So I'll keep an eye out for Hollywood Brown. I think, JT, that's kind of become one of the bigger stories now at camp. We've transitioned to left tackle, and we're kind of now just monitoring how the progression of Josh Simmons, but that is the left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that's happening.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He's the left tackle. I think the fight right now, like I said yesterday, is the left guard and right tackle spot. Because
yes.
I think they're going to try Jalen Moore at both spots. Because I get it. You like to have a nice utility backup offensive lineman. But you're also paying big bucks just to sit on the sideline if you don't play him as a starter.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's at this point, you may have a $15 million swing tackle. And I won't be as upset about that as I know some Chiefs fans will be. At the end of the day, I think a good lesson that you can take from even Bob Fesco, I think, says it sometimes, is it's not your money. So, you know, it's going to be okay if they're overpaying for a great Swiss Army knife and a six-man at a unit that protects Patrick Mahomes. And if they have a guy who can come in at left guard or right tackle or right guard at any given time when they need it and they're in a pinch, Jalen Moore could be that guy. So, yeah, it's yesterday he was taking a lot of those snaps at right tackle. He was with the ones just as much, if not more, than Juwan Taylor was. So we'll see, and we'll monitor that again today, too. Like, who is that right tackle? But really, if Hollywood Brown is not out there, is that something that concerns you, Chiefs fans? I mean, how much does that concern you? How much do you trust that? 913-586-7965. Good morning to the 316. Thank you for the text. And yes, 816, I know I'm in Missouri. Not stinky, nothing to do, Kansas. I know that. Thank you so much. Love both. Not not biased towards either, so both are great. But, yeah, so please tell me what you think about Hollywood Brown and this injury and you know, whether getting a weapon is an option. That wouldn't be one for me, or what you think, how they adjust, where they go to, where those targets are allocated other than Xavier Worthy, because we know he's going to be elevated as far as just his production this season and where he's at. I think the ceiling for Xavier Worthy is big time. As Rashee Rice gets in line with the rest of the receivers, he was over on the left side.
Do you believe Xavier Worthy's ceiling is higher than Rashee Rice's ceiling? Like, where do you see each other's ceiling? Do you think Rice has a bigger ceiling, or does Worthy have the higher ceiling out of those two?
I'd still give it to Rashee Rice.
And
I'm glad you're there too. I don't know if we're the minority or not on that, JT. I think Rashee Rice, and I've said it on Fesco and Dusty before, I think he's one of the better kept secrets, and I don't know if that's the right even phrase for what Rashee Rice is right now, but it just feels like no one knows how good he is besides people here in Kansas City. I believe Rashee Rice is a top 10 wide receiver in the National Football League.
Okay.
I believe that he's a top 3 yards after the catch option. I think he's going to be Mahomes' number one wide receiver for the foreseeable future.
I wouldn't be upset with that. My reasoning's more that it's nothing against Xavier Worthy, but I feel like Rashee Rice is built more to have a longevity in the NFL better than Xavier Worthy. Like, Xavier Worthy's got all the speed and everything, but Rice has got speed and he's a little bit bigger, so I feel like Rashee Rice had a freak accident last year where Mahomes took him out for the season, where I feel like Xavier Worthy could be hit one time too many times going over the middle, and he's done for the season. So I like Rashee Rice's longevity more than Xavier Worthy, which I think that gives Rashee Rice the bigger ceiling.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, and I just think, the yak ability. But I will say, Xavier Worthy has never really been hurt. Like, yes, he dealt with this concussion scare just a couple of days ago or last week and was back yesterday in practice and looked great. But, 3 years at Texas, played every game. Last year, they had to count on him more. His snap count ascended, and he was able to answer the call again as far as health was concerned. So I do agree with you. There is that scare more if you're a buck 65 and you're running as fast as he does and you have the chance to get hit across the middle. Yeah, there's always going to be that scare, but it's just not the same as it used to be. The game, that is, the game of football, it's just not the same as it is. People are smaller, and they are faster. Now, the linemen, as the receivers go to the opposite end, and the running backs go to the opposite end to do their speed work or their speed drills, it is now the offensive linemen in front of me doing their training and their stretching. So we'll monitor, if they start to line up, we'll monitor who is in that right tackle spot. Looks like Chris Jones now maybe talking some smack over to Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, and dap it up Wanya Morris as we're here live in St. Joe at Chiefs training camp. Mac Morey, JT Noah here with you until 11:30, where we will hand it off to Josh Vernier and the Royals pregame show as they take on the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch, 12:37, I think it is. So stay locked in right here to 96.5 The Fan. When we come back, we'll be talking about Rashee Rice and we'll be talking about Jaden Hicks. Both spoke yesterday. One sat down right next to me. One over at a press conference right there in the Chiefs media tent. We'll talk about both and place some cuts for you right here on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Moving and grooving here on a Sunday morning, live here in St. Joseph, Missouri at Chiefs training camp. Mac Morey with you here in St. Joe. JT Noah back at the studio making sure my sweet, luscious tones are coming to your car.
I can't even save that, so I don't know how I'm doing it.
You heard the wonderful Bob Fesco and Dusty Likens talking about Travis Kelce Day. That's coming up Thursday, this Thursday, 8-7. Yes, 87-87. See what we did there? It's going to be great. Please be a part of it. Send in your audio messages on the Odyssey app when you go to listen live to listen to our station like you always do every morning or every afternoon. Right next to it is send audio message. So you'll click that and it'll just kind of record you and you can say, I remember when, you know, Travis Kelce did this, or I was at this game or this moment, or maybe you got the chance to meet him, or he signed my daughter's autograph, or he's been a big part and really impactful in this community for a long time. So we'd love to hear every story we could, and we'll mash it up together and make a hodgepodge of them on Fesco and Dusty that Thursday morning, Travis Kelce Day. Interviews, memories, moments, Travis Kelce games, and all the quotes, whether they were about the game or about the refs. We will play all the best moments of Travis Kelce, who has been the number one option for the Kansas City Chiefs for a long time. That is now transitioning to Rashee Rice fully. The suspension will keep him maybe from, you know, grabbing that title for a little bit longer, for hopefully just 4 weeks. Maybe we'll see how long that suspension comes down to. Could be longer, could be maybe even 2 weeks if they get that appeal down. But Rashee Rice talked about his trouble off the field, doesn't know anything about his suspension right now, leaving that to his lawyers, kind of just focusing on football and letting that matter handle itself, which I think is smart. But he discussed his effort to find a mentor off the field, because that's really what matters for him right now. He spoke to media yesterday and talked about trying to find someone off the field who can help him stay grounded as a guy. JT, play that cut.
Continue to stay true to self and lock in on what you want to do. Honestly, it's just somebody that you can basically see yourself in and you want to grow up to be like, or just to have people around you that can advise you and help you grow.
I mean, this is important for everyone, man. No matter if you're 65 or 15, I mean, straight up, that never stops being something you need in your life. Someone to look up to, whether they're older than you, younger than you, same age, boy, girl, like, it does not matter. Someone who you can say, yeah, man, I want to be like that. Or maybe they've made a mistake similar to you and they've been able to recover from it in droves and come back better and greater. Like, those are sorts of things that we all need as humans. And if you don't think that you need that, then you've got to take a look in the mirror, because I think self-improvement and trying to be better and trying to learn about yourself and others and what impacts others, and even just on a base level for Rashee Rice of like, okay, like, why am I making those decisions? And surrounding people around him who can explain how to, you know, get himself in a better headspace that's not going to surround him with people that are putting him in a vulnerable positions to make bad decisions and decisions that are irreparable possibly to his career, both professionally, personally, all those sorts of things. It seems like Rashee Rice is getting in a mental headspace that you love to hear about, because we know what he can do on the field. His ability is legitimately elite. Rashee Rice is an amazing athlete, and it seems like he's trying to become an exceptional person as well off the field. Not that he already isn't, but, you know, taking those steps as he grows into a man of his own and finding out who he is as a person. And I can speak for myself. I'm on that journey, and I think a lot of us are, and probably will be our whole lives. And again, I think that's the point. I think that's the goal here in life. So, I'm excited about where he's going at and where he's headed to in life. Rashee Rice seems like he could be taking a great turn, and again, not that he was headed down some deep dark path, but it seems like yesterday, just hearing those quotes, it felt important to me. So I'm excited, and he's obviously in shape, focused on football, and he looks great in practice right now, watching defensive ends hit bags and go around the edge, working on their speed work. Right now, Nick Bolton, one of them, just kind of getting some blitz work, some linebackers, Leo Chenal. Let's see, we've got number Cam Jones over there as well, and we've got defensive linemen to my right hitting the sleds again, and this is where fans really start to line up to see just Chris Jones lift the sled and the trainer on it as he snaps the ball on a stick. So we got the new Chiefs edition as well there, Jerry Tillery hitting the bag as well. Rashee Rice wasn't the only one that spoke to media yesterday. Jaden Hicks joined us here on the show yesterday as well, and he got to speak about the long lineage, the long litany of safeties and the success at that position here in Kansas City, because you have Justin Reed, you had Tyrann Mathieu, and even before that, you had Eric Berry, who may have, you know, at his peak, may have been better than any of those guys. So Jaden Hicks has a lineage of safeties to kind of follow up on, and the pressure is high because we saw glimpses of what he could do last year. He talked to Dusty and I yesterday about taking after Justin Reed, taking after Tyrann Mathieu, and trying to be in a position to do what Spags wants him to do. JT, hit it.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just stepping up and, you know, doing what the team asked me to do, doing what Coach Spags asked me to do. You know, we got a lot of rotating pieces, and, you know, just whatever works is going to work. And we're all here to, you know, make it to the end goal. We're all here for one job, and, that's to win. So we're going to put the pieces together, and, yeah, I'm going to do just what they asked me to do.
Love that. Love that from Jalen Royals, and you can just tell, dude, that dude is a stud.
That's Hicks, Jaden Hicks, not Royals.
That dude is a stud. Jaden Hicks, right there, safety, number 21 in his second year. He was a fourth-round draft pick last year for the Chiefs. Hicks, man, Hitstick Hicks, he told us after the interview, that is his nickname. He's got it together. Again, when you talk about the football and the mental side, it just seems like his head is in the right space, and he's locked in. He talked about being able to play up near the box and kind of in an eight-man front or near the ball and being that ball hawk, but also talked about being able to go back into the back third and cover a guy and be safety help and maybe even play some man coverage as well. The versatility that Spags uses his safeties, I mean, he asked them to do maybe more than any other defensive position out of the 11 guys that Spags has at his helm. So as far as movement, where to be, all those sorts of things, safety's a big part of this defense, and I think Jaden Hicks, along with Cook as well, both are going to be those main guys, but I think Jaden Hicks, you're going to see him move around a lot. And let me tell you, I mean, you read like 6'1", what do they list him as? You read 6'1", 215, you're like, yeah, that's a big guy or whatever. I mean, dude, his hands, his arms, he's a big, big guy, strong, and we've seen his ability to be in the right position, and that's really what matters. That first part, the stature, the scariness, Hitstick Hicks, like all those things are great to hear, but we've seen him be in the right position, and I think with another year under his belt, Jaden Hicks is going to be scary. I'm really, really excited about him. All right, guys, 913-586-7965. Cooking here in St. Joseph, Missouri, watching Chiefs training camp right now. Live here for the next 2 hours before we hand it off to Josh Verney. We got Chamari Connor in the 11 o'clock hour. We got Jay Binkley coming up in an hour. We're going to talk to Jay Binkley for a whole 30 minutes. We're going to talk to him about all things Chiefs. But also, I got a lot to ask him about the rest of the NFL. I just want to kind of hear his takes on some other teams, as well as this big Micah Parsons situation. And coming up here in just a little bit as well, fantasy football. 913-586-7965. Send in all your questions. Start, sit, who to draft, whatever it may be. If you've already drafted, let me know about your team. Tell me how you did. Tell me how you think your draft went. And if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them. As Fantasy Football Sunday starts next Sunday, August 10th at 9 a.m., 9 to 10. Next Sunday, starting August 10th, I will be live trying to give you all the best fantasy advice I can. All right, guys, locked and loaded. JT Noah, Mac Morey, live here in St. Joseph, Missouri, giving all the Chiefs training camp news to you. Stay locked in. Getting me going early on a Sunday morning. Text line 913-586-7965. He's using the 96.5 The Fan live here in St. Joseph, Missouri, bringing you coverage of Chiefs training camp until 11:30. We'll hand it off to Josh Vernier, Royals pregame coverage as they get ready for game 3 of a 3-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. First pitch, 12:37. So let's go Royals as they try and win that series. Pivotal hovering around 500 right now and just a few games outside the wild card as around 50 games left in the season. They want to make that push for the playoffs. So again, the text line getting me going a little bit here, JT, in the mornings. JT Noah, Mac Morey with you for the next 2 hours. Jay Binkley in an hour will be joined by Chamari Connor in the 11 o'clock hour. Hollywood Brown, I mentioned as one of the bigger points of discussion for training camp right now, as he is not practicing today. Chiefs not practicing today are Hollywood Brown, Jake Brenningstuhl, my camp darling. So sad not to see him these past couple of days. Jared Wiley also not practicing. So you're tight end 3 and potentially tight end 4, depending on how many you would keep, both not practicing today. Drew Tranquil, Deion Bush, and Christian Fulton again not practicing. Sky Moore is back with a leg compression sleeve. Yay. So Hollywood Brown not practicing again today. And a couple texts here come in, 918 rather. Hollywood Brown is very fragile. He's never stayed healthy in the NFL. They need to get Jalen Royals ready ASAP. Now, the latter part of that text, I love. They do need to get Jalen Royals ready ASAP because Jalen Royals is that guy. It has nothing to do with Hollywood Brown. Jalen Royals is that guy. And whether Hollywood Brown was healthy or not, they would need Jalen Royals to play snaps, especially with the Rashee Rice injury. Jalen Royals is Rashee Rice light. I mean, he's built like him. He's stocky. He's a little even bigger as far as weight's concerned, a little shorter. But, yeah, Royals, from an athlete perspective, those underneath routes, his yards after the catchability, just like Rice, Could be a game changer. I agree. I love Jalen Royals. He's one of the rookies on this team that I think is going to make a massive impact. We talked about that yesterday, Dusty and I did, about rookies on this team that could have a huge impact. Jalen Royals was obviously brought up. He's a guy who could, maybe not in fantasy football, make some noise, but make some noise in your group chats of non-Chiefs fans like, Utah State, Jalen Royals? Who's this guy? It's like, yeah, man, Brett Veach did it again. I agree with that part of the text, but Hollywood Brown's never stayed healthy in the NFL. That's a myth. And I've disproved this before on this station, but I'll do it yet again. It's a myth that we've kind of clinged on to as truth. But Hollywood Brown, games played, 14, 16, 16, 12, 14, and then last year, two, obviously, or really the one game. Yeah, I think it was just, yeah, I don't even know if he really, I mean, they list him as one game here started, but I don't, I mean, it was one play, really. But he did come back later on. I guess that's what they're counting on. So two games, yes, he did come back later on in the season. So either way, 14, 16, 16, 12, and 14 before last year's major injury. That's not what you hear, right, JT? Like, it feels like you hear him as a guy who's going to miss half the season or more every year, when that's just simply hasn't been the case.
Yeah, it just hasn't. So I think everyone's got to take a step back. Like, to me, last year was such a freak injury. Like, I think it was like only six players have ever had that injury happen. And crazy enough, I think two had been on the Chiefs before. So, like, it's wild to
Classic.
Think. Yeah, right. It's wild to think, oh, hey, he's injured. Yeah, we only really, if you think about it, 12 to 13 games, if we get him for 12 to 13 games, perfect.
That's
then you,
perfect.
Then you save him and have him ready for the postseason. Because I'm not even talking the postseason. I'm saying, okay, 12, 13 regular season games. Then you get him into the playoffs, postseason. You want him for your key matchup games. And sometimes it's going to work why I think getting depth at wide receiver was really smart by getting Royals and all that. I get it. We have wide receivers, but you would rather have more wide receivers than too little. Just like we talk about with the Royals, I hate to go sport to sport, but the Royals, we were like, oh, no, they have great starting pitching. Well, guess what? They started to crumble, and then you don't have enough great starting pitching, so it leans on the offense. So that's why having enough depth at wide receiver is so important, because you never know when someone's going to have an injury.
Exactly. No, exactly. And again, that's why the Jalen Royals part of that text, like, I completely understand. Like, Royals is just needed for depth purposes. Like, he's going to be a huge part of this team regardless. As I see Rashee Rice catch a nice crossing pattern against just air, but a still beautiful throw there by Mahomes and a good catch there by Rashee Rice, who will be gone more than likely for a little part of the season. So Royals, his role will step up, as will everyone else's, and you hope Hollywood Brown will be a part of that equation as we're talking about here. But like you said, man, if it's 12 or 13, he misses a couple games. I don't know if it'll be at the beginning of the season or maybe it's just a game here or there. That's usually how it is. Hey, I'm a little banged up, going to miss 2 weeks in the middle of the season or whatever it may be. The Chiefs are going to be able to get by once they have Rashee Rice and everyone back. It is just, I wouldn't say it's imperative, but it would be really, really nice if he were able to get back and be healthy here. I did have another text come in that says that he deleted all of his social media accounts yesterday. I have no idea if that's true, but either way, I wouldn't look that as a negative. I'd look at that as a positive, personally. Like, that to me is saying, okay, like, I don't need the noise. I don't want to hear the BS about how I never play when that's just simply false. I'm going to lock in, I'm going to get healthy, and I'm going to go win football games because I want to go catch passes from Patrick Mahomes. I'm tired of being on the sidelines. I'm tired of every time I get ready to come out, I just have like this carrot dangled in front of me and I can't quite grab it. So it's time for him to go grab it and chomp it and get a bite out of, get a taste of the nectars of the sweet end zone. That's what Hollywood Brown needs to do this year. So and I think that he's going to be able to do that. He's going to be able to come back healthy. And if not, then maybe the Chiefs look at a little bit different roster construction here after St. Joe, right? Maybe they keep an extra tight end. Maybe they keep an extra running back with Elijah Mitchell and Breshard Smith really battling it out for that RB3 spot.
I love Breshard Smith.
Oh. Me too, man. And I kind of want to get there, too, just for a couple minutes, if we could, about Breshard Smith in this running game. I have a feeling, JT, they're going to keep four because I think they really like Breshard Smith. And I think they paid Elijah Mitchell $2.5 million. Like, they're paying him more than they paid Kareem Hunt, and obviously they're paying him more than they paid Breshard Smith, who's on a rookie contract and a sixth round pick, I believe. So I think they're going to keep all four of those guys, because I think Elijah Mitchell, not only just the money, he provides something that Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco don't have, right? That ability to kind of get out the backfield, catch passes. He's a decent blocker and pass pro, as Kyle Shanahan is so just, I mean, he emphasizes that so much.
He gives me the McKinnon vibe, Mitchell.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. A guy who can catch passes in the backfield, has a little bit of a burst, good pass pro. He's a veteran. He has been there. He has done that. If you talk about a guy missing games, Elijah Mitchell has struggled to stay healthy. That would be a concern. But again, in the time that he's been on San Francisco, like, Shanahan's a one running back kind of guy. So, like, McCaffrey, wheels fall off, boom. Garindo, wheels fall off, boom. James Madison, wheels fall off, boom. Or Manson, or whatever that guy's name was. Next guy, right? You know, and at one point when Elijah Mitchell was there, he was that bell cow just for a little bit. The wheels fell off. He won't ever have that opportunity here because the Chiefs don't do that, okay? But, like, Andy Reid, for whatever reason, could have, you know, prime Priest Holmes, prime Jamal Charles, prime Christian Okoye. You name the Chiefs GOAT running back that you'd want prime on this team. Andy Reid would not hand him off the ball as much as you'd probably want him to. And there's pros and cons to that, but that is just the fact. So Elijah Mitchell's going to have a better chance to stay healthy, and I think what you're right, what he provides is maybe a little bit different and could be pivotal to what the Chiefs are trying to do, especially in the red zone, and especially if they don't have the wide receivers, the plethora of wide receivers that maybe we thought a couple of weeks ago they'd have to start the season, with Hollywood Brown being a little slow to get back and Rashee Rice with a suspension looming.
And, I mean, if we don't have that amount of wide receivers that we want, Rashard Smith was a wide receiver before senior year of college, so he can line up out there and act like a wide receiver if need be. Now, obviously, they don't want to use him like a wide receiver, but they have that kind of security blanket with him becoming a wide receiver to running back, where you can use him as a wide receiver because he'll know how to run routes, he'll know how to line up out there. So I think the key with keeping Mitchell is Mitchell can help Smith learn pass blocking, because Reed has said a couple times that Rashard Smith still hasn't got the pass blocking down yet. Well, Mitchell can help him get that down, because
yes,
if Smith gets that down, then you've hit a home run with Rashard Smith as a receiving back on third down and longs.
It's exactly right. It's exactly right. And we're going to start to see it in action more and more as we get closer. Game one of the preseason against the Cardinals coming up this Saturday, so 6 days away, Saturday night, I believe it's at 7 o'clock, Chiefs-Cardinals. The only place you can hear it is right here, 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Fantasy Football Sunday start as well next Sunday, so a day after that game. The reason I bring that up is, well, it's time for your fantasy football questions. Please, 913-586-7965, send me in your fantasy football questions. I'm going to talk quarterbacks, I'm going to talk running backs, and I'm going to answer your questions as well, right here live in St. Joe, as we bring you all of the news from Chiefs training camp live until 11:30, when we hand it off to Josh Vernier and those Royals. Stay locked in, 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Moving and grooving down here in St. Joseph, Missouri, live from Chiefs training camp, as I watch Patrick Mahomes dime one to Noah Gray there on a slant route against Brian Cook, and just missed one, kind of a goal line fade sort of route, one-on-one, Patty to Travis. Oh, it was just like a second off, almost had it though. Is now a little wheel route down the sideline to Isaiah Pacheco. Couldn't quite whip around back shoulder and catch that one against number 44, Cam Jones, as we are here watching Chiefs practice until 11:30, so make sure and stay tuned in to us. We'll have Chamari Connor join us in the 11 o'clock hour. Jay Binkley will join us in about 45 minutes until 11 o'clock. We'll have Jay Binkley on, and we'll talk all things Chiefs and NFL. JT, a couple roster moves there for the Royals?
Yeah, so the Royals actually got Daniel Lynch IV back, as we like to call him over here. But with that move, they did put Steven Cruz on the 15-day IL with shoulder contusion, it says.
So we got Lynch IV back in the mix, and Steven Cruz 15-day IL as the Royals get ready to take on the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 3 of a three-game series. First pitch, 12:37, 11:30, right after this show. We will hand it straight off to Josh Vernier, the wonderful Royals insider, for the Royals pregame show. And the Royals trying to stay hot, trying to keep the momentum going from their great July into August. Playoff push looming. We were talking about Rashard Smith, the running back one, Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, and the overreactions from the fans. But fantasy football is here. It is back. Drafts are starting. Your league chats are back and alive. You know, you're brushing the dust off of those and say, oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, yeah, we should probably get the league fees sent. We should probably get the draft date set. You start looking up, okay, who's my sleepers this year? All those sorts of things are starting to happen, right? We're getting in that mindset. And if you're not, well, you have a little bit of time, but not too much. But I'm here to help, right? It's Fantasy Football Sunday starting next Sunday, August 10th, 17th, and 24th. I'll be there before the season starts to help you get your team right and help you with draft strategies every Sunday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. live right here on 96.5 The Fan. So bring in your fantasy football questions. I want to talk quarterbacks and stuff, but first from the 913. In a 10-team league, half PPR dynasty, I can only keep two of these running backs, Devon Achane, Bucky Irving, CMC, help me out. My other two keepers are Jamar Chase and Malik Nabers. Been deep in the playoffs the last 3 years, but haven't won the league. So Bucky Irving is the must, right? Bucky Irving could be running back one in fantasy football this year. So you are not going to touch Bucky Irving. So please, I implore you, 913, Bucky Irving is your, that could be your blue chip player, right? That could be your marquee guy when people look at your team and go, damn, dude, Jamar Chase and Bucky Irving, right? Like, that's your duo. So to me, Bucky Irving, you have to keep. But Achane and CMC, you could make a case for both. But JT, tell me if I'm wrong here, man, but Achilles tendonitis in both Achilles tendons, about 30 years old,
Yeah, I'm not liking
out.
That.
I'm kind of out.
Yeah, I would. I'm not a big, I guess I would say, fantasy football expert, but I would go Achane and Bucky. I love Achane. I think Achane coming back healthy this year, I think he could have a big role. Plus, I think he is the X factor now with that offense, with Tyreek Hill aging a little bit and Waddle aging. I think Achane's the X factor where you're gonna use him all over the place if you're McDaniels. Or, yeah, McDaniels for the Dolphins.
Yeah, exactly. No, I completely agree. I think Devon Achane is lightning in a bottle. He's boom or bust a little bit. There's going to be weeks where he has 25, 35 points. And there's going to be weeks where it's like, hey, what the hell? Because the Dolphins aren't going to be a great team, but he's going to be one of the highlights for them right now as Mahomes. Nice little out route in the end zone to Isaiah Pacheco as one-on-one drills continue here live in St. Joe.
Mac Plus, Warren, with that JT offense, Noah with you. With the Dolphins offense, it's also boom or bust because of not just your quarterback and Tua, but also there's a lot of mouths to feed still. I say that Waddle and Tyreek are aging a bit, but there's still players on that team that Tua is wanting to get the ball to, so you can't get the ball to everyone, and you can't just give the ball to one person every time. So I think there's still a lot of mouths to feed on that offense for the Dolphins, so I think that is a boom or bust situation as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they'll have Waddle, Tyreek, and Achane, not to mention Darren Waller out of retirement, so get ready for him to take over as he's over with the Dolphins as well, which is so weird. But yeah, man, I kind of lead Achane. I think CMC, if your team, here's the CMC devil's advocate for you, 913, for me would be if your 660 says Waddle is 26. I don't know. Yeah, we never mentioned his age. Yeah, Jalen Waddle is 26. Yes, he's had 3,000-yard seasons, I believe. They're all like 1,050, but he's had, I think, 3,000-yard seasons. One of them is like 1,008. Or something, but yes, he is a guy. Yes, he's a weapon, and he will take some touches away from Devon Achane. They're not going to win 10 games, though, 660, another text there. But the devil's advocate for CMC would be, if you're telling me that your team's close in Dynasty and you've almost won, you've gone deep in the playoffs, and you think this team's good enough to win it this year, and you're just going to say, okay, I'm going all in, then maybe you keep CMC. Because if CMC does hit, then he's still Christian McCaffrey on a really good 49ers team. Because that 49ers offensive line is going to be back. I mean, 49ers were, one, they were riddled with injuries. They had some of the most injuries in the league. And if you look at their close games last year, they lost all of them. Like, it just course correct, like positive regression, all the stats tell you that they're kind of going to come back and be more back to normal as far as just close games are concerned, as far as injuries are concerned. I kind of think the Niners have a chance to be better, and if CMC can stay healthy, then he could be really good, and the Niners could be too. But you'd be kicking yourself, man. You'd be kicking yourself week 3 as CMC's questionable and Devon Achane, you're watching him at a Sunday noon game go for 22 points, you know what I mean, or whatever it is, two touchdowns and 100 yards, and you're sitting there going, well, what the hell, man? What did I do? So I think Achane may be safer, but neither of them are super safe. But good thing for you is you have Bucky Irving and Ja'Marr Chase, 913. I want to talk a little bit about quarterbacks as well. 660, dude, just Dolphin City over here. For the 660, just I wish we could make a bet on the Dolphins 660. I am pretty positive they're going to be a very bad team. Look at their schedule; they had a top 10 defense last year. Please send me a link to what you're talking about, what metric you're speaking of, because they couldn't stop the run, and their secondary, other than Jalen Ramsey, who still wasn't what he was pretty much barbecue chicken. They got Minkah Fitzpatrick back, but they've lost pretty much everyone else. Jordan Poyer and all those guys, like, those guys are gone. So, like, I don't really know what they're dealing with as far as secondary is concerned right now. But that defense was not great. So we'll see what happens there the rest of the thing. So let's make a bet. Okay, I love it. Let's do it. We'll figure it out. Okay, I want to talk quarterbacks a little bit before we get out of here, JT, when it comes to fantasy football. Here's a sleeper for you guys. And I wouldn't call him a sleeper because he's being rated in the top 10. But most rankings I see, he's 8. 7, 9, and even 10, I would rate him 3 or 4, maybe even 1 or 2, with the ceiling of 1 or 2. And that is Justin Fields. Justin Fields, with this Jets team, with this offensive line, and with Breece Hall next to him, they are going to run the football a crap ton. They are going to pound it down bad teams' throats, and they're going to win 6 or 7 games doing so, and Justin Fields is going to run for near 1,000 yards in the process if he stays healthy. And you can't miss out on that sort of opportunity in fantasy football. So I think that is the sell for Justin Fields. And you can get him late in rounds. You can get him late in drafts right now. People are going to be taking guys, good quarterbacks, right? But even guys like C.J. Stroud may be going before a guy like Justin Fields. You could find a guy like Jalen Hurts, who I think Jalen Hurts has the opportunity to be really good again this year. But I think Justin Fields' ceiling is far more. Another sleeper. You can laugh at me. This is a comatose. If there's like dad nap and like just, you know, real sleep, and then there's like comatose, JT, this is coma, right? This is coma sleep. This is, you aren't waking up. But I still think he has a really high ceiling. Is Anthony Richardson, man?
Really?
Okay. Well, the thing with Anthony Richardson is, JT, is like, you can get him if you just don't, if you just, the last round before you pick your defense and your kicker, the third to last round, if you just pick Anthony Richardson right there when people are picking no-namers, no-name wide receivers and running backs to hope one hit, just pick Anthony Richardson right before you pick your defense and your kicker. Because if Richardson's a starting quarterback and actually does turn out to run the ball like we think he can, or at least we thought he could, then you just got the steal of the draft with, like, your last pick, your last skill position pick. So, like, to me, that's just kind of a no-brainer, like, no risk, possible, like, league winner reward. Like, that legitimately still is the ceiling there. For him, as a good defensive play is made there by Cook and McDuffie there on the sidelines.
So I got a question for you, Mac.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this. We're doing our draft in a couple weekends just because we want to wait to make sure no injuries happen, major injuries.
Good call.
My biggest thought right now is I think – I'm leaning that I really like the Bears offense for some reason. Would it be silly of me to take DJ Moore? Because I think DJ Moore could have that like Jameis Williamson kind of thing where he was used all over the place in Detroit because of the coach. So I think I really like the Bears, but I'm not really falling for Caleb Williams, more about his pieces around him. What do you think about that?
Love the pieces around him, and I love Caleb Williams. I'm all in.
I'm
very, very in on Caleb Williams. As far as fantasy is concerned in the Bears, I think Williams is a fine pick. I think DJ Moore could be great, and I think Colston Loveland could be dynamite as well. Luther Burden's a fun late-round pick, could be a possible flex some weeks. I think he's going to be inconsistent. I don't think you're going to know if you can play him week to week. But, yeah, that's a guy later on in the season that could be a great flex option. I think he'll get looks. I think he'll get targets eventually. And I think Caleb Williams, like, I'm just all in on Ben Johnson. I'm all in on Caleb Williams. I always have been. I never wavered. I think last season was actually really good. He was sacked, like, 70 times, and he threw for 3,500 yards, 20 touchdowns, and 6 picks. Like, Caleb Williams had a by all intents and purposes, a really good rookie season with everything that happened. Part of what happened with the Bears last year was our expectations were too high. We thought too high of their offense and their weapons and their offensive line. We were wrong. That doesn't mean we were wrong about Caleb Williams. We'll see what Ben Johnson and this revamped Bears offense can do. I'm so stoked for them. I am so stoked for Caleb Williams in that offense. As far as fantasy is concerned, I would completely support a DJ Moore draft pick. More fantasy questions coming in. Please send them 913-586-7965. We're going to get back to some Chiefs news, and we'll talk a little bit of Chiefs schedule as well. Which game intrigues you the most? We're live here in St. Joe watching Chiefs training camp until 11:30. JT Noah back at the station. Mac Morey live here in St. Joe for you. Keep it locked to 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.